If cryo-electron microscopy sounds vaguely familiar, you may remember the 2017 Nobel Prize for Chemistry.
This year's prize is about a cool method for imaging the molecules of life. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences has decided to award the 2017 Nobel Prize in Chemistry jointly to Jacques Dubochet, Joachim Frank, and Richard Henderson. And the Academy citation runs, for developing cryo-electron microscopy for the high-resolution structure determination of biomolecules in solution.
Cryo-EM, for short, involves freezing molecules to get a better look at them in their natural state. That's what happened with COVID-19. UC Molecular Genetics Professor Rhett Koval says all the new spike structures were solved by cryo-EM.
Coming off the viral capsid, and being able to resolve those structures of the spike protein and bound to its receptor using cryo-EM has really helped us for vaccine development and just understanding the function of these proteins and then the biology of the virus.
Koval is thrilled UC is now in on this emerging structural biology field. The university has purchased a sample flash freezing machine and a high-resolution electron microscope to look at the cryo samples. The associate dean for research at UC's College of Medicine says the technology has had such an impact in the science world, you can't recruit faculty who are structural biologists without being invested in cryo-EM. It's what brought Desiree Benefield to UC. She studied it in grad school and is now in charge of UC's new lab.
I just fell in love with it because you could actually see the science. It wasn't a clear liquid in a tube or a band on a gel like you were looking at your question, which was really exciting to me.
Benefield shows me around the lab explaining the preparation of the molecules before they go under the microscope.
You have your grid. It's drawn up into the instrument. You come in from the side and you add your sample. These two arms kind of blot off the excess, and then it's plunge frozen, like instantly.
We walk over to a computer monitor to get a look at what Koval can see.
We're actually visualizing a single protein, okay? And this is quite different from other structural techniques where it's a little bit more sort of, you don't get sort of this direct visualization.
He explains proteins have complex reactions and with this technique can drill down to the atomic level. Koval figuratively uses a drill as an example in explaining cryo-EM.
If you have a mutation in the drill, so maybe the drill bit's not big enough, and you're like, oh, well, now it's drilling too small of holes. That's really important information for us as scientists and even clinicians to understand these functions and how we might be able to target these proteins to with small molecule therapeutics to change their functions, to improve their functions, and to treat these human diseases.
It's valuable for studying any kind of proteins that are related to any kind of human disease, says Benefield.
Let's say Alzheimer's, for example, these plaque proteins and whatnot, our structural understanding is expanding every day through cryo-EM work. And it really, the list just goes on and on as far as human medical conditions that could benefit from this.
For Koval, it could lead to discoveries in his area of research, pathway signaling in cells.
It's really exciting time to be able to be involved in all facets of this. And then for pragmatic reasons, for my own research program, to be able to use these techniques so that, you know, my research can stay cutting edge.
One of the people Koval helped recruit says she's excited about another cryo-EM technique under development called cryo-electron tomography. It allows researchers to see a zoomed-in three-dimensional view of the sample. UC is in phase one of a three-part rollout of cryo-EM. The final phase includes working collaboratively with partners at UK, Miami, and Cincinnati Children's. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.